Don and Mike,
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Buzz! It's all about the buzz.
Right.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
It's the 9-11 of fun. The Don and Mike Show.
Should mention a lot of you listen to the show on the internet, on donandmikewebsite.com. You can send us email there. Sometimes I get personal emails.
Yeah.
Just got two during that break. One is from my good old friend Sarah. Remember the British people that used to live up the street from us?
Hello!
That is why I'm glad Al Gore invented the internet. You get a nice email from Sarah.
Very nice.
Talk to her.
Great.
But the other one I got to read is from my nephew, Nick.
Oh, one of the twins?
Yep. Nick and Drew, identical twins.
Listen to the show?
Yep. Both 18 years old.
Always kind of know their way around comedy, too.
This is not meant to be funny.
All right.
And we check the address. It's him. Dear Uncle Mike. That's my real name, Mike.
That's you.
Dear Uncle Mike. Hi, it's Nick. I tried calling the show today on the topic of ditch diggers and slow stop guys. I don't know if you know this, but your nephew, parentheses me, is a stop slow guy. But hold on. Wait.
Okay.
The biggest retards and English illiterate people are actually the ditch diggers. Just saying, if you don't speak English, you're, and he writes Y-O-U-R.
Oh, no.
Just saying, if you don't speak English, you're not responsible for a sign with two words on it. You're, Y-O-U-R, in a hole of mud. See you soon. Love, Nick.
Is that what he's doing right now?
Yep.
He's a stop-go guy?
Mike, his future is way in front of him. He's doing this just before he joins the Air Force.
Ah, the Air Force. Very well, good. Give him a round of applause for serving his country.
He'll be fine.
So, Nick, I love you. And
His head down.
We're having a big party, a big send-off party for Nick.
So keep your head up or keep your head down?
I think.
He goes into the service, I think, in March.
And he's going into the Air Force?
Yep, and I sure hope that they tell him it's Y-O-U-R-E.
Is he going to try to get jets? You know, like officer and a gentleman.
I think
that was a Navy pilot, though.
I think Nick is, well, you heard the email.
Right.
I think Nick will probably be a guy that shines the planes.
Very good. Well, good luck to him, man. Very good.
I love you, buddy. I'm kidding, Nick. That's a funny goddamn email.
Don't they have stop slow guys on the aircraft carrier?
Sure.
To make sure that the planes don't get messed up.
But those are Navy guys.
Like that, yeah.
Well, you know, he might get misdirected. Am I on this boat?
You know, let me try. I'll try my sister-in-law, Robbie, and see if he's there.
It's dangerous on the decks of those aircraft carriers. You got to know what you're doing. That's why they're all color-coded.
Exactly.
Kind of all look like a bunch of Oompa Loompas up
Nick,
there.
That's why I had to quit.
You spell check, dude.
I thought you worked in the galley on when you were in the Navy.
That's where they started me, but then they put me up on deck, and there was a couple mistakes, and they said, you know, Rob, I don't think this is – they called me Spiewak. This is not working out.
Nobody knew his way around a chicken fried steak like
anyway,
you.
Anyway, they're not
That's when I started to put on weight.
Howdy, Nick. Love you. See you in a couple of weeks. Hi there, Buzz. How are you?
I'm well, Donna Mike. Hi.
Hi.
But first, sadly, the part of the job I hate, there was another campus shooting today, this time at Northern Illinois University in DeKalb, just outside Chicago. Young man with a shotgun and a pistol opened fire on students in a geology lab before shooting himself.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Gunman is dead.
Where's this, NIU?
DeKalb, just outside Chicago. Yeah. Gunman is dead, but at least 10, maybe as many as 15 people are wounded. The campus was shut down as students were advised by a website to stay away.
No fatalities with the students? The people that were shot?
As far as we know now,
good. Right,
just the gunman. Yeah.
Right.
This evening, and by the way, the website says the campus is now secure.
Oh, good. That's good, because now everyone will forget that Jane Fonda said the C word today.
Hopefully that'll help.
That'll smooth it right over. It's going to be in the Fonda household, it'll be a smooth night.
Totally forgot. We'll be able to get back that good old argument we like having about guns.
You know, and really, but thank God, I when they set out to do that, and nobody gets killed.
As far as we know,
that's always a lucky break, and I hope it stays that way.
Oh, and here's an update on that satellite I warned you about, the one the size of a school bus that's about to fall out of orbit.
I like this story.
The one you lie to us about?
No, I never lied.
You're going to like this part.
There's
this is real high tech. This is like Batman. You'll dig this.
You will like this. There's been some argument. Let me set it up first by saying about whether the satellite contains classified information. We've heard yes. We've heard no. But there's no question about the 1,000 pounds of deadly hydrazine rocket fuel on board. The best estimates have said that the satellite will fall on North America without completely breaking up in the atmosphere first.
Right.
The satellite has gone silent, which means it's now about to drop. That said, President Bush today ordered the military to shoot down the satellite with a missile, or more accurately, disintegrate it, apparently, so it won't do any harm.
Star Wars, blowing it right out of space. Come on now, that's got to make ye happy.
We're going to shoot it
down. They're going to blow it right out of space. Come on, it's Valentine's Day.
We'll F it up.
It's possible.
What if they miss it and it goes into the moon?
Watch this space.
Takes off a chunk of the moon.
With my luck, the guy that's firing the missile will be someone like my nephew Nick.
When he gets done shining the plane.
Thank God he's not joining the Navy, because I just could not picture him in that suit. You know, the sailor hat and
sure.
The anchors away.
You like him in the little blue thing with the little blue thing?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Off we go into the wild blue yonder.
Well, listen, when are we allegedly shooting down this rock?
They haven't given a timetable. I imagine when it comes within range and when they get the missile ready. We don't know how much time's left on this thing.
Hey, Bush authorized it. What could possibly go wrong?
I'm just a simple president.
Did you see him announce it? He was at the cantina at Mos Eisley on Tatooine.
I like this, though. I tell you, if they do this, don't do it secret-like. Let us put it on TV.
Put it on
please.
TV.
Pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, if this is true, and I still don't believe you, Buzz.
I know.
This is like the movie Armageddon and like the movie Deep Impact. We discussed it before. I hope they cover it like that.
Well, they're going to shoot a rocket into space from a ship. So, I mean, obviously, we've got the capability to shoot our rockets into space.
Hey, it just come to me. Why don't we just send Roger Clemens to pull the thing out of orbit with his teeth?
He can't do that. He cannot do that because he won't be able to focus on it with the ear grown out of his head.
I think he misremembers.
Thank you, Roger.
Like confessing. John McCain today got the endorsement of Mitt Romney, throwing a considerable number of delegates McCain's way.
Well, I'm really happy to endorse him. I think he's going to do a fine job. Yes, I think he's going to do a fine job, and I'm suspending my campaign.
Well, the delegates will help him. That's what it really
means. How tight is your butthole, Mitt?
Are you talking to Mitt or are you talking to John McCain?
I'm talking to Mitt.
My butthole is extraordinarily tight, but it still allows me to do my hair in just that special Ken doll way.
Do you think that you'll be number two?
I would like to be number two. That's why I'm endorsing him. I've always wanted to be number two. Frankly, I launched my campaign for the presidency in the hopes of being number two.
Hey, Mitt.
That's the secret that is unknown. Yes, I'm Mitt Romney.
What's with McCain's arms?
He's got T-Rex arms.
Little dinosaur arms.
Tiny little dinosaur arms, but he can feed on various forms of vegetation.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when he gets prey, when he kills prey, he can bring it up to his mouth. But he has to lean over with his oversized head. Much like a T-Rex in the era of the dinosaur. Thank you.
So will Hillary Clinton ignore the voters' wishes in her quest to be president? In the polls, Barack Obama's taken a double-digit lead.
I'm really glad you don't slant the news.
I'm not.
That's okay.
I'm not.
That's okay.
I'm telling you what comes from her own campaign people.
I understand, Buzz.
This is from Hillary's campaign people, what I'm passing along to you.
Consumers who appreciate the relationship between quality and price know that their dollar always goes further at
the Don and Mike Show,
where an educated consumer is our best customer.
Thank you, Si.
Anywho, didn't mean to interrupt there,
Buzz.
No,
that's quite all right. I appreciate the chance to defend what I'm saying here because it did come from Hillary's campaign people.
Okay.
Now, also today, a Rasmussen poll put out the numbers that Obama has the double-digit lead over Hillary, even a slight lead among women.
Barack Obama!
Now, all this could change.
Where'd the glass break
it?
Could all, I like that part.
Could all change. Obama has over 100 more delegates than Hillary, but there's still much to be done. Clinton's campaign advisors, and this is the meat of the matter here, say that if she can get the support of the superdelegates, she will ignore the popular vote and accept her party's nomination.
She's got to go to Justice League.
That's right. That's where the superdelegates are.
You mean if he gets more pledged delegates and more votes, but she's got more superdelegates, she's going to blow that off?
If she can push the number over the top with the superdelegates, she will ignore the popular vote and the state count and continue running.
Aquaman. Yeah.
That'll make people happy.
Yeah.
Aquaman, Green Lantern, Flash, Hawkman, Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman.
And shoot it out of the sky with a rocket.
Good
job. Don't forget Robin.
Hey, maybe Bush could just use a big, gigantic slingshot.
Yeah, put Dick Cheney in the little piece of leather. Whoa!
So let me see if I hear the news correctly thus far, Buzz.
Okay.
A big, giant rock is coming towards Hillary Clinton. And if it doesn't hit her, there's going to be a guy at NIU that's going to shoot at her.
You haven't missed a word.
There you go.
And there's a party at Gail and Keith's house.
I keep forgetting that.
Yes, sir.
It's not a giant rock. It's Barack. They're going to shoot Barack.
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 The superdelegates, by the way, are the nearly 800 elected officials and party bigwigs who will pledge their allegiance to one candidate or the other after all the primaries are
over. I don't like this superdelegate thing.
You know, it's sketchy to me.
It's very sketchy, and it smacks of, like, backroom deals
me
and all that crap.
Me don't understand that.
I don't get where they come from. Do they come from another planet?
The only bigwig I like is J.C. Hayward.
I'm busting your balls here, Buzz, just because it's fun. But seriously, you know, shouldn't it just be the one of them that gets the most votes?
Yeah. I don't understand superdelegates. Nobody understands superdelegates.
Right.
It should be whoever gets the most votes and the most regular delegates that are designated because of the congressional
system. Sometimes I get the feeling we're not supposed to understand the superdelegates.
Yeah, the whole thing.
That worries
me. It's weird.
Former war prisoner John McCain voted for waterboarding yesterday. Waterboarding is a form of torture banned by the Geneva Convention Agreement, which we signed. McCain has said before he's against waterboarding as a method of interrogation. But yesterday, McCain voted no on a bill that would have made it illegal by U.S. law. The bill would have required all U.S. intelligence agencies to abide by the same standards outlined in the Army Field Manual, which bans waterboarding. Yesterday's bill passed the Senate 51-45. John McCain, oddly, voted against it. He will have a chance to vote again after President Bush vetoes the bill. And we haven't heard the last about...
You just said something bad about McCain. I really can't figure it out. But
he said he's against it, and then he voted for it. That's bad for him.
I know you're fair in that way, that you do skewer on both sides. It's just sometimes, you know, I have a thick crust up here.
I wouldn't describe what he just said as fair.
Hey, would you eat something so I could see you eat like a dinosaur?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm going to take my small arms and raise the vegetation to my mouth. Are you going to be supporting me if Hillary does not win the nomination?
Put a car on your mouth like a Jurassic Park.
That's my screechy dinosaur voice.
Hey, I got news for you, dude.
Yeah.
I don't care which one it is, Barack or Hillary. I'm going that way.
Well, that's like going the other way sexually, as far as I'm concerned.
Speaking of
I hope to continue these discussions with you because I think you're full of crap.
The toe-tapping latest on Senator Larry Craig, who's not gay, when we continue.
It was incredibly corny.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
And I don't know what we're thinking.
They poke the bear. Don and Mike.
Not even talked about Idol today.
That is so true, Dick.
I'm just so glad there's no Sangina. They had the chance with the boy that lives in his car.
That's the one how Carl and I high-fived each other when that guy got voted off. He was a smarmy, phony little runt.
And normally I would follow Simon Cowell into the ocean. But I got to tell you something, Mr. Manteat, you're wrong about that nerd with the glasses.
He couldn't sing. He was a great story, and he looked unusual, but he couldn't really sing.
No, they got a great bunch.
They do.
To me, the men, I can't discern.
There's a great POA factor this year.
I can't discern one man from the other. They all seem to be like the same, copying Rob Thomas. But there are four or five chicks that are really talented and
hot.
As you mentioned, easy on the eyes.
I mean, I really look forward to all the hair people and the makeup people getting them in those different looks and stuff, because they have some women that are truly, truly hot. And I think probably the best looking group of women that's ever been on Idol.
And you know, one thing we didn't mention, when they were doing the stuff in Hollywood, when they were performing, did you notice that they all had blue tongues?
Yeah. Yeah, and I said it's probably a lozenge or some sort of mouthwash, but especially the Irish girl.
Yeah, but my God. I just wonder why last night they didn't address it again when they would show them coming out to sing.
Right. Well, I think there was a lot of sickness going on out there. They had a lot of lozenges going.
You know, that's a real hot trend in candy.
Oh, really?
My kids have different colored tongues all the time. Carrie's eye turns blue sometimes.
And do you still
blackish blue?
Do you still speak in tongues?
Yes, I do occasionally.
Very good.
He only did all of that walking just so he could say that.
No, I had another thought.
That was like a 20-mile walk just to be able to say Carrie has a black eye.
I had another thought. I think you know who is going to really be fun to watch this year is the visitor from the Orient. that Asian girl.
And she's good.
She's really good. She's incredibly hot.
The real little girl?
Yeah.
She is very hot.
You know, it's as good as that chick that lost her voice.
The black girl is fantastic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think, in fact, last night I said that's my pick already.
You think
Yeah, I think she's going to do it. If she doesn't, you know, I worry about the whole sickness thing because you want to know, you know, how much was that played up and how much wasn't it? But, boy, she just looks like, seriously, like she's the goods.
I would just sit there last night going, please. Most years I like the retards on the show. I was like, please, don't let the retards in. Thank goodness.
You didn't want the little boy with the tie?
Especially the boy with the car.
That guy pissed me off.
Yep.
And with his crying, they did. And that's why he got so much airtime is because he cries.
He cries all the time.
And he cried. Everywhere. And to a point, sometimes it's the crying, hey, your dreams, you're devastated. Mm-hmm. You shed the tears. But then he went a little too far, and it turns into your big baby.
Yeah.
Where he's like going.
His name is Josiah Lemmick.
Josiah. Dad, I'm gonna travel the country and live in the car.
Okay.
Meanwhile, someone should pop that kid's zit, right?
Colton, you're through. Kyle, the road ends here, but it doesn't end for you. I know you're going to go on to big things here.
Hold on, that's the goofy guy.
Yeah, and that's incidentally, that's also Paula at her most medicated.
Oh, Josiah, what's going on, man?
Not a lot, man. Just real nervous. How are you guys?
We're pretty good, man. You know, it's a tough day for us too.
He looked to be the typical guy that calls the show and wants to correct.
I don't doubt it. Yeah, a wannabe. Mm-hmm. Kind of a wannabe.
You know, so how you felt like you did over the last couple months with coming back to Hollywood Week and all of that? What do you think?
You know, I think, like Simon said in my second audition,
And he's still using that little bit of a British accent, like, I'm Oliver.
First of all, he's a total head case, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really, you know, this is my home. I'm very comfortable here. You know, you look at that kid. There are parents somewhere that have gone through hell. Yeah. I swear to God, you have a pair of parents that have gone through hell.
I'm sure they were pleased to see him go because he comes from some mountain holler, and he's talked with a British accent, and he lives in a Ford.
Also, I like the plus-size girl.
Talented. I was hoping the other one would win. As Carla described her,
the skinny
Idol's new whore, because she was the one that was like kissing all the guys.
Her tongue wasn't blue.
I wanted her to go through. No, her tongue was not blue.
It's a different color.
They let the Carole King lady go through,
yeah,
which was,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
they
she's
did
great.
The one before her, though, the piece of ass.
Mm-hmm.
That's one I thought simply got by.
Oh yeah,
because
there's always one like that.
Look at her.
And your rocker got through.
The guy with the bandana?
No. The female rocker.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like she got through.
Yeah, none of the guys. Any guy with a bandana now, I think Brett Michaels.
Do you think he's bald?
Yeah.
Underneath it? Do you think he's bald? I hope he's bald. That's what I'd really like to see. But, I mean, like Stephen Wright bald. I'd really love to see
Larry Fine?
Like Larry Fine bald. Like, see him take the bandana off and go,
can't think, bald. Gosh, Buzz, you're missing so much. You didn't watch it, did you?
No, I didn't. But
it really does start to get good starting
you
now.
Poor
it
man.
Really does. Hollywood.
I was so wrong about this. I thought that they were just cutting it to 50. Last night, they went all the way to 24.
24.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, now it's streamlined. Now we get to see him.
Now the carnage starts.
And thank you, American Idol, for putting on some eye candy, because really, I'm getting a little bored with it myself, I like seeing the
you've intrigued me now.
The legs.
I think next week they do two nights, and it's 90 minutes, because they got to eliminate two, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and Simon does the whole show with his shirt off.
I hope so. Always been from Brooklyn.
That's right. I'm curious.
Always had big breasts.
Always liked looking at the nipples on a Brit.
Always wonder why, Simon, why are your breasts as big as Paula's?
Do they give milk?
Paula has nipples.
Can you milk her?
Can you milk her? Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
How are you anyway?
I'm well.
You're missing the fun.
That's what I hear, and you've got me tempted now to peek in, maybe.
Channel
soon.
5.
I'll check it out.
Just so you know, it's on Channel 5.
That's right. Your Fox station.
WTTG.
We haven't heard the last about not-gay Senator Larry Craig and his arrest in a Minneapolis restroom for
faggot
soliciting sex. The Senate Ethics Committee has listened to all.
You gotta have the big ball.
They listened to all sides now, and they have decided that the Idaho Republican acted improperly and brought discredit to the Senate. Gee, do you think? The ethics panel says Craig was wrong to whip out.
Could your honor find, as a matter of law, that I am not gay?
Wrong to whip out his Senate business card and say to the arresting officer, what do you think about that? The ethics panel says Craig knew what he was doing when he initially pled guilty. He says he pled guilty just to make it all go away. The ethics panel says pleading guilty was the one intelligent thing he did.
I know I speak for a lot of people. why are we focused on this guy that's half a fag? Why are 40 of our congresspeople putting Roger Clemens' balls in a vise? Why is Arlen Specter meeting with Roger Goodall to find out if the Eagles got gypped out of a Super Bowl? This is not what we elected these people to do, is it?
Well, there's this little thing called the economy that's going down the toilet, but there's really no reason to pay attention to that.
I hope Idahoans will allow me to continue serving gay people at the Minneapolis airport.
Right. Let him suck whatever he wants to suck. Let Roger Clemens inject whatever he wants to inject. Let Bill Belichick tape whatever he wants to tape. Just keep it out of government, please.
Oh, and that congressman we were talking, did we mention this before at the beginning of the show? Dan Burton, you and I both kind of Googled the guy and checked him out. And Dan Burton, the guy that was lambasting McNamee, the trainer, yesterday, alleged super womanizer.
Yeah, and he's the guy that was so absolutely upside down, just giving it both barrels to Clinton.
I mean, really, just, you know.
During the whole Lewinsky thing.
Yeah, right? I mean, and really, the only one of you know, for either side, the guy that really jumped on somebody was this guy, Dan Burton, and I was reading about him today. Super womanizer, and also campaign funding irregularities.
Yeah, I Googled him, too. He's the last guy that should be sitting out there pointing at McNamee going, you know, you're a liar.
Yeah, I mean, it was. I was reading like three pages of this stuff. These allegations against this guy, like meeting with Planned Parenthood, and he was a big advocate for right to life. And then the lady that was walking out of the office, she said she had to stop his hand as he put it up her skirt before it got to the intended destination,
the good spot.
You read that part too?
Yes, I did.
Oh my God, this guy sounds like a barrel of laughs.
What a bastard!
Yeah.
And this is what they're doing, Buzz.
Yes, I know.
When they should be shooting the big rocks out of the sky.
That's right, and I agree with you on the sports thing, Larry. Craig, however, has worked so hard against gay rights that this kind of hypocrisy, I think, needs to be called out. Anyway, Craig says he'll stay in office till his term is up next January, still insisting he isn't gay. And it's no accident.
I am not gay.
Faggot.
There he is. It's no accident that VD stands both for Valentine's Day and venereal disease. In New York City, they're handing out condoms, as they have for quite some time. Last year.
I want to say looking forward to starting the Orioles and 105.7 Baltimore.
Go O's.
What's happening whenever you mention VD? I think Baltimore.
I understand. Last year, New York City handed out 36 million condoms for the city's 8 million residents. That's 4 per resident. But now the city's installing 200 free condom dispensers in bars, restaurants, clinics, and other community service centers. And it's plastered posters all over the city and splattered ads across radio and television promoting its new safe sex campaign, which they're calling Get Some.
Get Some. And I know you don't watch Boston Legal, but I know you're a Shatner fan. Mm-hmm. And on Boston Legal the other night, they have this new character, this horny new lady who comes in and she wants sex. And she goes, boy, I tell you, I was thinking about this case. It just makes me horny. And all of a sudden you see Shatner, Denny Crane. And he's standing in back of her and said, oh, what are you doing here? And he whips out like 8 condoms and he looks at her and he goes, you know, how can you believe a 75-year-old guy that can still sell it like this? And he says, to protect and serve.
You know, Janet keeps trying to get me into that show, and she keeps saying, if nothing else.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Just watch the last 10 minutes when they smoke cigars. You like cigars?
You'd
like
love
William
that
Shatner.
Part. Yeah. You would love that part.
You like James Spader? I watched it last night. I saw a little bit where he was talking with Murphy Brown.
Right.
And then all I was focused on was really just how many chins William Shatner has.
Oh, it's all Denny Crane. That's the only thing I watched that show. Really, William Shatner is the only thing I watched that show for.
The star of the show.
And the weird guy with the Tourette syndrome.
Yep.
I watched that too. They stole that from L.A. Law, but it's still funny.
Denny Crane.
How your lady can test your loyalty when we continue.
Well, how about a little game on this show?
That's one way.
Hello, Keith.
The Don and Mike Show.
They're great.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
There is a vulgar element involved with the Don and Mike Show.
Regis, how will you be celebrating Valentine's Day?
I guess the word is anal.
Every year, same thing.
And what's that in your left pocket?
You gotta have the big ball.
Regis.
What do you wish Joy still had?
You don't have education and you can't... Mommy, boobies!
There you go.
Yeah, not anymore.
That was funny.
Yeah, I know.
Pancakes.
Hi there. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi there.
Oh, guys, next time you're at a bar and a hot babe starts hitting on you, it might not be because she wants you. She might have been hired by your wife or girlfriend as a loyalty tester. A guy in London is
running
what he calls an integrity testing service. For under $500.
Well, what have we here?
He sends out a woman to tempt his clients, husbands, or boyfriends.
All right, this is a guy that needs to be buried up to his head in honey.
The word is entrapment.
Yeah.
Normally, just not so much in divorce court.
Loyalty checker?
That's right.
Oh, God.
And it works the other way around. A guy could hire this service to, you know, test his girlfriend or wife as well. Anyway, the guy who runs
happened to just smell the fingers or smell the underpants?
Or look at the underwear or look at the lapel or the collar, the shirt collar.
And isn't anybody else hip to the fact, like, I mean, I watch TV.
Uh-huh.
I see guys that go out and bang chicks and they come home and they say, hey, honey, I just got back from the gym. I got to take a shower.
Right.
And don't you think, really, if you're going through that exercise, you shouldn't be in the marriage anyway?
Probably so, right. Yeah.
I read online what you should be suspicious of, ladies, is if your man consistently comes home after spilling gasoline on himself after filling up his tank.
I've heard about that.
Really? Because that just wipes out the smell of everything.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
I read that recently as well.
Isn't that
really
something?
Yeah, how about that?
You know, where'd you read that?
At Buzz's website.
You know, that might cut out the odor of something that I didn't think could ever be eliminated.
Uh-huh.
Stripper perfume.
Yeah.
That too.
I think that's one of the ingredients in that is gasoline.
Gas up on the way home, spill a little on your hands. Anyway, this guy reports to the wife or the girlfriend who's hired him about whether her guy caved, and all of it gets recorded on video.
Hi, my name's Gail. I want you to check up on Keith.
Is this anything like the show Cheaters used to be on TV?
Kind of, except kinda it's like not for television. It's just you hire this guy and he shows you the video privately. The owner of the business says so far, 80% of his targets have failed the loyalty test.
Yeah, of course they have.
You meet because it's an entrapment. Sure. You meet the nicest women.
And just to be absolutely clear about this.
Mm-hmm. What, Robbie?
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. I think he misremembers.
What is it that they do? They send a chick up to talk to you if you're the guy.
Or right? A hot guy right. To a woman.
Right. But let's say if you're a guy.
Right.
So they send a chick. Mm-hmm. When is it that you're found guilty? If you talk to her?
Probably like you arrange a rendezvous, right?
I don't know how much evidence you need or how much they collect in this situation.
It would be up to the spouse.
The guy says he has ethics. The guy who runs the business, he says he never sends in a woman who is disproportionately more attractive than the guy she's supposed to entrap.
That's totally subjective.
Yeah, I know.
That's totally subjective because you could look at some woman and say,
and if it's a bar, it also, you know, you have to have the amount of beer ratio.
That's right. Mm-hmm. At ten, she's a two. And
exactly.
Two, she's a ten.
Well, everyone knows you meet the nicest women while they're headed to jail. That's what Cincinnati's Jason Lee figured out. The 28-year-old used the county court's online public records to look up women who were in or on their way to jail, and then he would post their bond.
That's your big bitch.
All he would ask in return is that they have sex with him. or with his friend if he needed some drugs from his friend.
Guys.
Now he's going to jail.
Well, now why?
Well, what's wrong with that?
Why, he's supplying a service. He's paying their bail.
They've arrested him on other charges.
Oh, okay. probably
the drug rap.
Because that other thing, perfectly legit.
Sure, why not?
That'd be a good business.
Wouldn't it be great? What a great bail bondsman job, you know? You have special favor section. You know, you don't need to have cash necessarily to get out of jail.
Do you have genitals?
Yeah. Yeah.
Finally, he didn't even get a cranberry juice in Bahrain, the Persian Gulf. A 37-year-old man on his way home from dinner at a restaurant was mugged by a gang of teenagers. When he awoke, his wallet and cell phone were missing.
Yeah.
Later, he kept feeling this sharp pain in his belly.
Ah!
He avoided the hospital at first because he's from India and he's in Bahrain illegally and he didn't want to get involved. After 3 days of this excruciating pain, he finally went, this pain in his belly. It took several x-rays to discover...
Whoa, look out, look out!
...the 2-inch nail buried in his urethra.
Yeah!
Oh, my God.
Happy Valentine's Day. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
I didn't think she looked that fat on TV the other night. Aretha Franklin.
Oh, Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, have some more food, darling.
All right, everybody. Have a good Valentine's Day. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode, okay? Good day to you, sir.
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 My mahogany friend.
Mike mentioned her, and I would be remiss if I didn't say hi to Baby Joy's pancakes.
Good night, darling. Good night, Gail. Good night, Keith.
This is the Don and Mike Show.